AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans are getting closer to clinching a majority in the House. Results are still coming in from Tuesday's midterm. Senate control may be determined next month in a runoff in Georgia. President Biden is set to meet his Chinese counterpart for the first time in person since he became president.
When both were vice president.
Met with him many times.
But Monday will mark his first in-person visit with Xi Jinping since moving into the White House. They'll meet during next week's G20 summit in Indonesia amid growing tensions over Taiwan, Russia, and trade. The president said yesterday he wants to lay out their respective red lines and critical interests.
And determine whether or not they conflict with one another.
The meeting comes weeks after Xi was given another norm-breaking five-year term as leader, and American officials are eager to see if that makes him more or less likely to find areas of cooperation with the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical storm Nicole's path through Florida is similar to the path of a much stronger Hurricane Ian just a few months ago. Phil Hanner lives in Wilbur by the Sea near Daytona Beach.
I heard a loud crack, and that whole section of wall, the seawall that went out toward the ocean, fell over.
Nicole remains a sprawling tropical storm, covering nearly the entire state of Florida, also reaching into Georgia and the Carolinas. NASA says a large section of the destroyed space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in sand at the bottom of the Atlantic, more than three decades after the tragedy that killed schoolteacher Krista McAuliffe and six others. Price increases moderated last month, and the latest sign inflation pressure that had gripped the nation might be easing as the economy slows. Elon Musk emailed Twitter employees, most working remotely, ordering them to return to the office immediately for at least 40 hours a week, and also warned of difficult times ahead. This is AP News. There is a new recall.
GM is recalling thousands of big SUVs because of a daytime running lights problem that could lead to a crash, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. These are some 2021 Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburbans, as well as some GMC Yukons and Cadillac Escalades. The safety agency says the daytime running lights may not shut off when the regular headlights are on. Having both lights on at the same time, they say, could cause glare for oncoming drivers and increase the risk of a crash. GM says it has no reports of any crashes or injuries. Dealers will update software that controls the lights. I'm Rita Foley.
A satellite intended to improve weather forecasting and an experimental inflatable heat shield to protect spacecraft entering atmospheres were launched into space from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.